Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Mackenzie Carey joining us. We'll talk with Mackenzie about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be a fun one. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Cody. How are you doing today on this lovely Saturday?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. On the way to a theater right now. So when the broadcast, when I get to where I'm going, I'm going to have to leave the broadcast for the theater.
That's not a problem. So, what have you been up to since I believe it was a Wednesday the last time we had a show?
Wednesday, with Jess Lee. Just busy with work, doing errands, resting. Nothing crazy. And tonight, if I wasn't going to the Seder tonight, I would go, in addition to watching the final four games, I'd also be hearing Kaylee Shaw's opera debut tonight.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I tweeted about that, and I put that on Instagram. I don't know if you saw it, but I am just beyond proud of that girl.
Yes. You know what? She is so fan dedicated. She has a free meet and greet every show. She'll pick 10 fans that's before the show, and then she'll meet anyone who wants to meet her after the show is over. And she does this.
You know,
she's done this at all her Next to Women country shows and all her Song Suffragette shows.
Exactly. You know, and speaking of Song Suffragette, I will be there May 7th.
It's super. Will this be the first Song Suffragette show you'll see live?
Yeah.
I really hope that Kaylee or Lena or Savannah, if not both or all of them, are performing.
I mean, you both. You know, and also, that Wednesday, May 9th, I will be at Jammin' and Jammies, too.
So you get to see that show up close with Mary and Megan. So that should be a fantastic 3 days. So I'm assuming you're going to the National Universal Awards regardless.
I get to see Mary again. I haven't seen Mary since last year's CMA Fest when we had our interview together. I hadn't seen Mary since then, and I'll get to meet Megan face-to-face.
Megan is a sweetheart. Trust me. She will be very happy, and she'll definitely embrace you.
You know, I always say this. This is non-negotiable. Every time I'm in Nashville, every singer, a friend of mine that I run into, we have to have a picture together. That's non-negotiable.
Oh, trust me. Mary and Megan will take selfies with you.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
And we'll picture together. You got,
oh,
yeah.
I know. I mean,
it's a terrific memory.
It's a running joke. I mean, every time I'm in Nashville, I have to get a picture with my singer friend. It's always been a kind of a joke between us. So.
Oh.
Dude.
It means something too. It's not just a joke.
True. Something happened last night that I'm still pretty speechless over.
Oh, Jenna Paulette's tweet, "You're my hero."
That, I was like, I may or may not have cried a little bit, dude. I literally may or may not have cried a little bit.
I'm sure you made her night too in saying that. You made her number one. I-L-Y-S-O.
Yeah, you know, and I had said on the show previously, I said Mary may not be a theme of love running through this show today, because with ILISM and I Love You So What from Hannah Gray Ellis, I mean, that's the theme of love was just right there, you know.
Yeah. Trust me, Hannah is also a sweetheart. I met her in New York on March 11th.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a show for a brunch, and Lauren David stole from
mm-hmm.
her. Hannah was a sweetheart. She took a picture with me while I held her T-shirt. Outward, she gave me a hug, and I would love to have Hannah on the show as well. She's also among the CMT Next Woman of Country class.
Aren't we trying to book her sometime in like June or something?
She said she'd love to, and then when I approached her about it, she said, "Oh yes, the show." He says we have to do it soon,
mm-hmm.
so I do think we will eventually have her as a guest. But I'm guessing we will have her maybe towards the end of the year. Which that may not be such a bad idea.
And while I'm thinking of it, I know this is a long time away, but I've already been thinking about our holiday break from the show, and that's going to be the week before Thanksgiving,
like the same time it was last year.
Yeah. And we're going to come back the first Tuesday of January. So.
Like we did the last year. Like
yep, exactly.
Year.
You know, I've always done that with every year I've done the show. I've always done that because I feel like as hard as we worked and we both work at this extremely hard. I feel like we need about a month and a half break from all this.
Yes. It does. Even though we had planned to do one show a week, it ends up not working out that way. I mean, because there's some guests that appear, such as Julia Capogrossi and Jenny Tolman, Sarah Ellen Thomas from Music City. You know, we ended up booking
mm-hmm.
them on Wednesdays. But these are all
mm-hmm.
terrific guests where if you wait a few months, it may not be so easy to get them as guests. Or,
right.
I mean, Jenny Tolman is number two on his... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and also, that's Neil Art.
On Saturday,
for...
the 21st.
April 21st, and her single Cold Feet just came in at number one on the CMT 12 pack, which is cool.
But Jenny, what's awesome? Tennille is number one, and Jenny is number two, and we're both interviewing them both in April, on the alternate days. That's something.
Yeah, yeah. The Jenny Tolman interview is the fourth, I think, and the Tennille Arts interview is April 21st, like we said.
I will not forget that date, because that's the same day in this city that I'm seeing Kayla Woodson, and then right afterwards we'll bring to see Maggie Rose at the New York Opera stage.
Sweet. You know,
yes.
I've been I put this on Instagram too. I've been a big fan of Tennille for a long time, and I'm so happy that she signed a major label deal, and
with
and
Reviver
she will be and she will be only the second major label artist we've ever had on the show.
Oh, that's right. I think it's great that you were able. You were also in talks with her, though, about scheduling an interview before she officially signed the deal with Revival Records.
I was. She signed, I think, earlier this month, but we were in talks like December or January about having her own before she signed.
And so this was even right as she was on The Bachelor performing?
I think she was on The Bachelor like I want to say January, something like that, or February maybe. So, yeah, I'm right around that time.
Yeah.
But from just the interactions we've had on social media, emailing back and forth, Janelle is a sweetheart, and I'm so excited for this interview on the 21st.
So am I. So basically, unfortunately, that's another one show or interview I won't be able to stay on till the end. Because once it starts at 4:30, well, 5:30 my time, 4:30 your time, and then at 6 I have to cut off to see Kayla Woodson's show. And
okay.
Then I go
close
to 6 to 7 and write to see Maggie. Trust me, that's an interview I want to stay all the way for.
And I know we've been talking a lot about it. This Jenny Tolman interview coming up on next Wednesday. I've been a fan of Jenny for a long time as well, and did you know she's a Nashville native?
No, I didn't know that. She's been in Nashville all her life.
And there's a funny thing about Nashville natives. There's not many of them because most of Nashville are a transplant. They come in from other states, sometimes other countries. I mean, most of Nashville is a transplant, and for a Jenny to be a Nashville native is awesome. You know who is also a Nashville native?
Who?
Megan Golden.
Really? I should have known that.
Seriously.
I mean, she has a southern accent, so I definitely knew she wasn't from the Northeast.
Yep, she's a Nashville native herself, born and raised in Nashville.
Yeah. Now, Kaylee Shaw, who's at the Opry tonight, she is from, I think,
mm-hmm.
Massachusetts. No, she's from Maine.
Maine, actually, I think.
Portland,
yeah.
Portland, Maine, and Lena Stone is from Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's one state I've never been to is Maine, but I so want to go. I mean, I've been to Massachusetts, I've been to New York, I've been to Jersey, I've been to a lot of the Northeast states. A lot of the Northeast states, at least I've driven through most of them, and I've actually stopped at a few of them. But the Northeast has some of probably the prettiest scenery I've ever seen.
Agreed. I can't say the same. New York has some. I can't say the same for Jersey, especially when you drive by those sewer plants. My brother's first wife was from Maine. That's how I got to see Maine. And my brother went to school in Massachusetts, Tufts University in Medford.
Now, a really pretty state is Delaware. I like Delaware.
I've hardly been in Delaware, just maybe for a show, for a concert or two, or driving through. I have never really seen
mm-hmm.
Delaware up close. It's also one of the smaller states.
But yeah, the entire Northeast, the entire Northeast is gorgeous. I'm telling you that. There's even parts of New York City that are just gorgeous in and of themselves.
Agreed. I've been going to work in New York City for almost all my life. So when Alice Remington, who I was with in New York with her and her mother, but they were in New York the first time in December. They were impressed, very, you know, surprised, and they kept saying, wow, to me. I just went, because I've seen this same building areas tons of times.
You're used to that. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now here, where I'm from, about 30 minutes or so away from me is a Civil War battlefield, okay? And we get tourists from everywhere stopping at this Civil War battlefield, and they're all like, oh wow, this is actually here, holy crap! But me, I'm just like, nah, whatever, you know.
What do you know? What battle was fought there?
Shallow.
Shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, forgive me. That doesn't ring a bell. You know,
it was April 4th, 5th, and 6th of 1863. Google it, and you can read all about the battle in and of itself. So,
I will.
People are like, wow, there's a actual Civil War battlefield here. I'm like, and I'm like all the time. I'm just like, that's just shallow, you know? I mean, that's just shallow to me. Because I'm so used to it.
I've never driven by a battlefield at all.
I live about 2 hours from it, and I've never been to Graceland.
I've never been to Memphis either, and I've never even been to Dollywood. You know, the times in Nashville when I was sitting in the hotel.
I've been to Dollywood. It's if you like amusement parks and a roller coaster ride and stuff like that, then you'll like Dollywood. Other than that, not really.
So, Dollywood's nothing really special, you're saying?
I mean, it is, but of course, that's where that's the area where Dolly Parton grew up. But I mean, it's just another amusement park, basically.
I didn't know. I thought it was just an amusement park.
Yeah, it's just an amusement park, basically.
Do you know how far from Nashville it is, approximately?
About 3 or 4 hours, maybe, I think. I don't know.
Okay, so
something like that. So it's not very far from Nashville at all.
When you're doing cross country driving, it doesn't seem that bad. The 3 or 4 hour drive is still, you know, not chicken feed, I should say.
Right. Speaking of driving, when we went up to Washington, D.C. to see the Nationals, then we went to see the Mets and Yankees. That entire trip, I think Dad drove a total of like 30 hours that whole trip. Round trip, it was like 30 hours.
That's a long way.
It was nuts. I mean, just the trip up there. Well, the trip coming back from New York was like 30 or was like 14 hours. So it was, yeah.
That's a long drive. I cannot do those long drives.
And you drove it all in one. We didn't even stop anywhere for the night or anything. You drove it all in one, just long drive.
I could never do that. I don't know how he was not exhausted at the end of the trip.
But, and also, we've driven some pretty long ways for the baseball trips. We drove to Chicago one time, and that was a trip in and of itself.
I can believe. How long was that? How many hours did it take?
Like 9 or 10. It wasn't all that bad. Something like.
From Tennessee,
like 9 or 10 hours.
That's
yeah.
Not bad at all.
Of course, I've been doing these baseball trips about as long as I've been doing the radio show, about 6 years, and I've got one more left.
Is that the one to Seattle?
Yeah, and we're not driving that one. We are absolutely flying that.
No, that's a long time. I really would be shocked if you had chosen to drone.
We're not driving that at all.
See,
the ones kind of close to us, like Chicago, Cleveland, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, a place like that, we drive to them. But the ones out west, like Colorado, Arizona, L.A., we have to fly those, so.
I agree. It's too far not to. Trust me. Seattle, I heard, is a very beautiful city. I think it's called the Emerald City is its nickname.
Yeah.
I think,
and the day the month that we've picked to go is the driest month of the year in Seattle, which is a good thing. It's not going to rain. 4 out of 5 days we're there, it's not going to rain. So.
That's good. I know it usually rains a lot there and in Portland where my brother lives.
Yeah, it usually rains in Seattle like 300 days out of the year. So it's a pretty wet city.
Oh, well, so just bring your umbrella and wear lots of dry clothing, I guess.
But we're going in July, so I mean that's not going to be much rain there anyway.
No, it shouldn't be nice. Cody,
I have a short take.
I am going to finish the drive up with that quest. It's a Cody. It's obvious.
But I'll talk to you later.
Calling in. All right, I will speak to you on Tuesday for the interview with Madison Kozak.
But I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
You know, as I was saying, when we made the drive up to when we, I had a story to tell y'all, and I'll finish my story and I'll wrap this up. But about a week or 2 weeks before we went to L.A., which we saw 5 baseball games in 5 days, which is a little crazy, to say the very least. It's a little bit crazy, but we're a crazy family, so I mean that's that. But anyway, a couple of weeks before we had to fly out. I mean, it rained pretty much every day for what, a week or two straight. Even when we flew out of Nashville, we flew out in sort of a rainstorm. So, and of course, y'all know the old saying, it never rains in Southern California, which is surprisingly true. I mean, we stayed a week in all up and down California. We went from Yosemite all the way down to San Diego, which is like basically the entire state. But we had a couple of days in Los Angeles, and I'm telling you guys that old cliche, it never rains in Southern California. It's very true. Not a stitch of rain at all for like 3 days we were there. But when we flew back into Nashville, it was actually it was raining again, believe it or not. And at this point, I've not seen rain in like a week. Because California, obviously, you know. But so I step off the plane, I step into the airport, I look at the window, and I'm like, clear wet stuff falling from the sky right now. Because I hadn't seen a rain in like a week, and I wasn't used to it anymore. So I was like, what is this wet, clear stuff falling from the sky right now? But, I mean, but that trip was fun. And I am so looking forward to my Seattle trip in July. It's going to be incredible. I've never been to Seattle. I've always wanted to go. So if anybody out there listening is from Seattle, hit me up. Either in the last 2 minutes of this radio show or in future episodes, hit me up. The call-in number is 646-915-9301. So if any of y'all are out there from Seattle, feel free to call in the next minute and a half. Anyway, as me and Craig alluded to earlier and were mentioning, I should probably tell you guys who we have coming up on the show next week. So next week we have Tuesday at 4:30 Central. We have the super talented Miss Madison Kozak, a part of the Song Suffragettes collective, singer-songwriter group there in Nashville. And then Wednesday, April 4th, we have, and I am so excited for this, the super, super talented Miss Jenny Tallman with us. Jenny's music video, Something to Complain About, reached so far the number two spot on CMT's 12-pack countdown. And I'm not exactly sure of the date of this, but we have a music CD's Sarah Ellen Thomas joining us soon. Singer-songwriter Sarah Ellen Thomas. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.